Yeah.
The Attorney General, Mr. President.
Hello.
The President.
Hello. Yes, Mr. President. Well, on our operation yesterday, I was very pleased with it. I mean, I was, you know, the fact they had this flap over Murphy just made it a hell of a lot bigger story than it otherwise would have been.
I think that's absolutely true. And, of course, the stories are now coming over the wire today where the chiefs of police are defending the fact there wasn't any necessity to have Murphy or this other character, Tam, there.
Yeah.
So they're still stepping up to bat.
We couldn't have everybody, and, you know, it's the room only holds so many. In any event, I think the controlling factor was that Murphy had criticized the chief here. The hell with him. I mean, we're not going to have him in the room, because we had unanimous opinion on that. And otherwise, with Murphy there, we'd have had a sour ball.
Well, in addition, that had been an insult to Jerry Wilson to bring him down here.
That's right.
And what it was done in the city.
Well, he isn't considered, John, is he, to be a great chief up in New York?
No place.
Kevin's
no place. He's just a lib politician, that's all he is.
That's right. And one of Lindsay's. Of course, isn't it, what do you think of this running battle between Rocky and Lindsay? Is that just going to go on, or is that just part of the scenario up
no,
there?
No, it's going to go on, and as soon as that legislature's out of there, I understand that Nelson is interested in taking some definitive steps, such as taking over some of the functions possibly, or possibly putting a commission like the old Seabury investigation in there to see what he's doing wrong, and I think he's going to stay with it because it's going to make him a lot more credible. Rockefeller has been refusing to meet Lindsay's state aid request for the reason that Lindsay is not properly administering the city and expending his monies properly. So in order to make that credible after he gets through the legislature, I think he'll take further steps along some lines to prove this to be true.
Good. As a matter of fact, from all accounts, and of course I guess Ryland is a fellow that colors my comments, but I think Lindsay's just been a lousy mayor.
He's terrible.
He's a demagogue and a poor administrator.
What he has done, Mr. President, has caused him so much trouble. He's gone into this liberal community. There's not a single city employee that's working for him that's worth a damn. All the good ones have up and gone.
Yeah.
And he's got in all these do-gooders that are trying to run budgets and administer departments, and it just isn't working.
The good employees have left, the good tough.
Yeah, they've all gone. And he had some good ones at the beginning. I helped him get some of them. But they've all packed out here a couple of years ago. And
well, what does he have then? Just sort of a bunch of intellectuals, so-called, or what?
Yeah, well, take his top man, this Aurelio, is a liberal Democrat who is one of the complete do-gooders. And that's been siphoned on down all through his administrative organization and his advisory commissions and so forth. And they just don't have anybody there that knows anything about municipal government or how to manage it or have even a desire to do the right things. In other words, I'll take care of this welfare element and the liberal establishment, and the hell with the city's finances and how you administer a city.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good. Well, we'll
And John Lindsay's going to make a commencement address in New Hampshire this week.
Lindsay is?
Yeah.
That's
he's
nice.
He's got three speeches, I understand. He's having quite a bit of difficulty to decide which one he's going to use.
You know, up, you mean in New Hampshire?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Probably kick us on the war.
Undoubtedly that, but he's got one of them that's real hard, and then a middle of the roader, and a lighter one, and it may give some indication as to what he's got in mind.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't got very many places to go, but his people are still toying with it and looking around.
Mm-hmm.